Coming up on episode number 1177, it's another birthday cover story for one of my favorite artists. It's Tim Finn, founding member of the band Split Enz, solo artist, and one-time member of Crowded House. We're going to celebrate his birthday with music from all across that spectrum. It is the Tim Finn cover story, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, July 5th, 2017. My name is Brian Ibben. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Today, celebrating the music of Tim Finn, who's turning 65 this month. Tim Finn, like I said, founding member of Split Enz, older brother to Neil Finn, of course, of Crowded House fame. And Split Enz fame, really, if you're looking at both their careers, and solo artist as well. Now, it's really interesting when Neil first joined Split Enz, because initially it was just Tim Finn and a bunch of other performers. Neil didn't join until I think the Frenzy album was the first time Neil was a member of Split Enz. And when he came on, and you had songs like I Got You and Message to My Girl and some of the other big songs in the latter half of their career, it was kind of an easy comparison to say that Tim Finn was the John Lennon and Neil Finn kind of fit in more with the Paul McCartney, you know, more writing more pop-friendly songs, maybe a little bit more upbeat, whereas Tim Finn was a little bit more introspective and melancholy. And then, of course, you know, since then, they were members of Crowded House, Neil Finn for the entire duration of the band, Tim Finn for the Woodface album, and Finn Brothers, their solo project, or their duo project, and of course, Tim Finn having a great solo career as well. And they both kind of fell out of those roles, those comparisons of Lennon and McCartney. We're going to go right across the entire spectrum, everything from Split Enz to solo stuff to Crowded House to Finn Brothers. Let's start, though, with Split Enz and one of the more famous Tim Finn-fronted songs from the band. This is the song Dirty Creature, performed by the band Human Instinct from their Midnight Sun album from 2010. Here is Dirty Creature.
I don't wanna sell tonight. Pretty, could you come my way? Found in a magazine. I seen that look of fear before, splattered all over the screen. Animal magnetic thug draws me out of myself. I need a dragon slayer who can save me from myself.
Thunderclap in the sky. wishes. You give me such precious hours. What to do without you? Squeeze me out of your life, down the drain like molten toothpaste. I felt used and spit out. Oh, oh, yeah. When my man's walking down the sea, I see red, I see red, I see red. I know it's someone wicked walking out free. I see red, I see red, I see red, I see red, I see red.
Around.
Oswald with a cover of Weather With You, one of the songs from Woodface, which was when Tim Finn joined Crowded House for only one album, didn't return for the follow-up album, unfortunately, and wouldn't work with Neil again until they put out their Finn Brothers albums, which are really, really good and worth checking out if you don't have those already. Weather With You and Woodface, easily the most commercially successful of the Crowded House albums, even with that horrible chocolate cake song. I'm not a fan of that song. Love everything else, Neil Finn, but not a fan of the song Chocolate Cake. I don't know why. Don't know what it is. Before that, My Mistake by the Panda Band. This comes from Volume 2 of the Triple J Like a Version series. There should be another one of those coming out, I think, next month. I think August is when we should see Volume 13 of Triple J's Like a Version. That one right there, Volume 2, came out in 2006, way back. Neil Finn and Friends with I See Red. That's on vocals, Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam, and then Tim Finn with the second verse and the chorus that you hear in that version right there. Seven Worlds Collide live at the St. James, the album that came out on back in 2002. Ted Leo and the Pharmacists with a cover of 6 Months in a Leaky Boat. One of the two songs from Time and Tide that were big singles for Split Enz in New Zealand. The other being Dirty Creature, which you heard right before that, by Human Instinct from their 2010 album Midnight Sun. I believe that's the last album from Human Instinct, which is a New Zealand band that started in the late 60s and features a drummer as the lead singer. Nope, you know, nothing new there, right? Genesis had a drummer as the lead singer in their second half. Foo Fighters, of course, has Dave Grohl doing vocals as well. What's unusual about Human Instinct, not unique, but unusual, is the fact that he's a stand-up drummer who sings while he performs. So he's standing up playing the drums and doing vocals at the same time. Human Instinct and their cover of Split Enz, Dirty Creature. Let's get to, for the second set, a song that was co-written by Tim Finn and Richard Thompson. And you're going to hear Richard Thompson doing a cover of it because Tim released it on his album first. Here is Richard Thompson as part of the action-packed The Best of the Capitol Years album from 2001, Persuasion.
Persuasion. what to do, 'cause I still believe. After all the foolish things you put me through, I can always make a story something new.
Fall apart when you're around. When you're here, I'm nowhere. I can't pretend that I'm not down. I show it, I know it. I've been a fool more than once, more than twice. I'm gonna move to a new town where the it should be possible, I know, to see you without stress. But I can see I'll have to go. I'm changing my address, my urge to cry. I have failed to conceal. Life is no fun when you're hunted by the things that you feel.
it's all very well to cry now. Sweet dreams every once in a while. Long tall money, Mancini and the money. Well, I fell for your etiquette first day we ever met. Yeah, you really sucked it to me with your finger snap rhythm. I can't get over. All very well to try now. Sweet dreams every once in a while.
Disobey my own decisions. I deserve all your suspicions. First it's yes and then it's no. I dilly dally down to you all. But I got the secrets that I battle in my sleep. I won't make promises to you that I can't keep. And you know that I love you, here and now, not forever. I can give you the present, I don't know about the future. That's all stuff and nonsense. I once lived for the future. Every day was one day closer, greener on the other side. Yes, I believe before I met you, I soon learned your love was my eyes. Now I know how it went, I know where and why. And you know we'll be right back.
My love is alien. I picked her up by chance. She speaks to me with ultra high frequencies. Radio band of gold. Gonna listen till I grow old. What more can a poor boy do? Ooh. What more can a poor boy do? Ooh. Crackle the radio. A message in the evening sky. Looking at an interplanetary Romeo. I'll never see her face. Between us there's too much space. What more can a poor boy do? What more can a poor boy do?
Back in 2010, they put together an album called He Will Have His Way, which was actually the second in a series, but it was songs of Tim and Neil Finn performed by male-fronted bands, and that was Perry Keyes doing a cover of Poor Boy. Really, really good cover, and one of those perfect examples of the melancholy songs that you'd often see coming from Tim Finn, as the Lennon to Neil Finn's McCartney in those early days. Belinda Carlisle, right before that, for way back, 1986, from her first solo album after leaving the Go-Go's, simply titled Belinda. That was the album that had Mad About You on it. Her cover of Split End's Stuff and Nonsense, right there. Betcha Dupa. That's the band, with a cover of Sweet Dreams before that from the first volume of Triple J's Like a Virgin. That one came out back in 2005. Margaret Ulrich with a cover of I Hope I Never. A couple years ago, she released an album called Second Nature, featuring a bunch of great covers of, not just New Zealand artists, but Tim Finn, Neil Finn, Split Ends, Crowded House. Really, really good stuff and worth checking out. It comes in a little spiral-bound CD case, which you don't see too often these days, because you don't see a spine in the wall when you put them in the rack. There's no spine. There's just a coil there. So if everybody did that, it wouldn't be great. But the fact that Margaret did it makes it very easy to spot from a distance. And Richard Thompson at the top of that set from his action-packed The Best of the Capitol Years, with a song that was co-written with Tim Finn and first appeared on Tim Finn's album. That is Persuasion. And I think the other vocalist in that one, I could be wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's Teddy Thompson. I think that's Richard Thompson's son. Richard and Linda Thompson's son, I should say. We'll be back with one more set of music featuring Tim Finn. But before we get to that, let's tell you about how Amazon's got you covered with the Amazon Listener Purchase of the Week. Somebody upgraded their home entertainment system, and something I need to do as well. They picked up the Denon AVR 5.2 channel full 4K Ultra HD AV receiver with Bluetooth. Yeah, this is a Bluetooth receiver with, I think, 5 inputs in the back for different HDMI cables, so you can switch between all of the different components, your Apple TV, your PlayStation, your Xbox, your satellite system, or your other terrestrial receiver, however you do it, all feeding into your Denon box. And then you just have one button right there on your Denon remote to change the source for all of your TV stuff. It's great. It's fantastic. Plus, of course, it's receiver, right? So you've got your standard AM, FM, all that stuff. Something I need to do as well. Normally, it's $279.99. They picked it up for under $200, $195. Good job. You got both a great deal on a terrific receiver, and you help support your favorite show by going to Coverville first. Go to coverville.com, find the Amazon banner on the site or the Amazon link in any of the show notes. Use that before you buy at amazon.com, and anything you add to your cart and purchase after you use that link sends me some love in the form of Amazon money. Amazon money is the best money. It's the best form of love. It's just one of the many ways that shows that Amazon's got you covered with the Amazon Listener Purchase of the Week. All right, one last set of music here, and another, you know, not to sound like a broken record, but another great example of one of the melancholy... I'm sorry, this wasn't a Tim Finn song. This one was actually sung by Neil Finn, I think, in that first album when he joined. I think this was on Frenzy. Maybe I'm wrong on this one, but I believe this was one of the first Neil Finn fronted songs for Split Enz. It's also the title of the greatest hits for Split Enz. It's called History Never Repeats. This is by a band called Frock. It's an instrumental jazz piece. And their album, The Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, features covers of, I'm going to get this wrong, I believe it's Split Enz, Paul Kelly, and I can't remember who the third one, maybe Cold Chisel. But it's New Zealand and Australian acts. I might be wrong. I'll have to go look that up. But Frock is the band. Father, Son, the Holy Ghost is the album. Three different bands they cover on that. And I'm blanking on who the third one is. Here's their cover of History Never Repeats. Thank you.
probably get it all wrong. What does it mean when you promise someone that no matter how hard or whatever may come, it means that I won't give in. 'Cause everyone I love is here. Say it once, then you disappear. Once in a while, I return to the fold, the people I call my own. Even if time is just a flicker of light, all have to die alone. What does it mean when you belong to someone, when you're born with a name and you carry it on? It means that I won't give in.
Show me how to live differently. I'll never
what lies beneath. Look in the shadows and the spaces in between. A vision ghosted, appearing on my screen. So
is my soul. That one originally done by the Finn brothers, Tim and Neil Finn, on that first solo album. Kasim Sultan with that cover right there from his album Quid Pro Quo. Now, if you think that Kasim sounds a little bit like Todd Rundgren, you're not alone. I thought that as well. And it's no surprise. He was actually a frequent collaborator. He is a frequent collaborator with Todd Rundgren. He was a member of Utopia. He was also a member of Joan Jett's backing band, the Blackhearts. So the guy has quite a musical career. He's toured with Blue Oyster Cult, Meat Loaf, Hall & Oates, Cheap Trick, Patti Smith, Richie Sambora, the Indigo Girls. He's having a great career and a very talented performer there. His cover of Where Is My Soul right there you'll find on his album Quid Pro Quo from 2002. Golden Horse right before that with a cover of I'll Never Know, another Tim Finn solo track, that one from the She Will Have Her Way album. With female-fronted bands doing covers of Split Enz, Crowded House, Tim and Neil Finn solo stuff and Finn Brothers. Neil Finn and Paul Kelly with a very original album idea for their 2013 album, Going Your Way. They actually covered each other's music. So you'll find a lot of Paul Kelly covering Split Enz, covering Neil Finn, covering the Crowded House classics, and Neil Finn doing Paul Kelly stuff. It's all done live, and it's a really, really good album. Really good. Won't Give In is the track from that. And then Frock at the beginning of that set with a jazz instrumental piece, a cover of History Never Repeats, that one from their album, The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And boy, I was wrong. It was Neil Finn, Nick Cave, and Don Walker are the three bands covered on that Frock album. No Paul Kelly, just Nick Cave and Don Walker in addition to Neil Finn. That, though, is going to take us right to the end of this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. It's really inspired me to go back and listen to some Tim Finn stuff and some old Split Enz. That Big Canoe album, by the way, if you're just getting into Tim Finn's music, I think one of the best places you can start is the Big Canoe solo album. Really, really amazing. And and ends with such a beautiful and heartbreaking song, the name of which is escaping me. But it's about an island marriage, and the title is escaping me, but you'll have to go listen to it. Anyway, happy birthday, Tim Finn, and keep releasing great, amazing solo music and spoken word and music projects. You're great. That is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to get in touch with me, email me, coverville@gmail.com is the email address to use. You can also call the request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. Of course, everything else you need you can find at coverville.com, your one-stop shop on the web for everything cover song related. Find past episodes of this show, as well as a searchable database of covers, not only the ones I've played on the show, but other covers as well that I haven't played yet, and you can request them right there. Very easy. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com. We're going to hear podcasts so good, they'll always keep you one step ahead.
Part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.